Students say budget repair as currently proposed is a threat to their own futures and that of the state. Western Wisconsin Technical College student Adrienne Welsh is a young mother studying for a human resources career. Welsh says there's already a shortage of skilled workers, and she'll experience that even more when she graduates and tries to hire for her future employer. In addition, Welsh says she and other students may have to settle for less if they're forced out of school by tuition increases.
If tuition isn't raised, if we do not raise tuition at WWTC, we will likely have to cut programs and or staff, which, again, why would we want to do that?
Technical College student Susan Feltz says she's worried about continued tuition increases as well. Feltz says her education should not be considered a burden on state taxpayers because it allows her the potential to earn an additional $8,000 a year when she graduates and the ability to pay more taxes.
And that will pay the taxpayers back within 6 to 7 years. So we just think we'll be putting just as much back in if you invest in us.
Technical College officials say they've been hit twice, once with enactment of the state budget and now with budget repair and a tax levy freeze. And university officials say they're willing to do their share, but don't cut their budgets anymore. They say they're having a difficult time avoiding cuts in enrollment because of current budget cuts. State Senators Robert Jauch and Mark Meyer, who led the hearing at UW-La Crosse, say they'll use testimony to shape a better budget repair bill. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.